It's Doors Open Denver weekend. This is Saturday and Sunday, an annual celebration of Denver's built environment and design, originated and presented by the Denver Architectural Foundation. This weekend, 80 to 90 buildings open to the public. They've got free expert guided tours and some pretty interesting spaces you'll be able to get inside and look at. Chairman for this year's event is Britt Probst, who joins us online. Britt, good morning, and congratulations on the 10th anniversary of Making Architecture Fun.
Good morning, Steve, and good morning, Carlos.
Good morning.
It's a pleasure to be with you this morning.
Denver is such a young city, yet you found some architectural gems to point people to.
We did. This is our 10th year, as you said, and every year we really showcase great buildings and spaces here in Denver. Some are historic buildings, some are brand new buildings. We've got a lot going on in Denver in terms of renovating existing buildings and also creating brand new ones. Our theme this year is celebrating neighborhood architecture. And we have great buildings in 12 different neighborhoods throughout Denver that will be open through the weekend for people to really enjoy and get to know not only the city and its buildings, but their neighborhood better as well.
Yeah, some of their spaces are available. We're going to go through the list. You can see it at doorsopendenver.com. But how does it work? How do these expert tours work?
Well, there are two different categories. One is just open sites. And there you'll see when you go to the website, or if you saw last Sunday's Denver Post, there was an insert in that as well. But those buildings are open typically from 10 o'clock in the morning till 4 o'clock in the afternoon, both Saturday and Sunday. Now, you do have to check individually to make sure that they are open those hours, but that's the typical time. So for the open sites, you can just go there and enjoy it. You give yourself a self-guided tour there. There probably will be people there who can answer questions and tell you what's going on. There are more than 60 buildings like that that will be open this weekend, buildings you wouldn't normally be able to go through, or if you could, you'd be limited to just some places, and more of the buildings will be open this weekend.
Yeah.
And then the expert tours you have to sign up for at our event headquarters, 1801 California downtown. Mm-hmm. That's where you can go and Saturday morning and Sunday morning, get there early, and there will be a line to go ahead and then sign up for the expert tours that you're looking for.
Okay.
And then once you have that, they will give you all the information on where to meet and when and all those kinds of things. There are terrific expert tours in addition to the open sites. They're not really the one and the same thing at all.
Yeah.
So different buildings are open for those, and people find those tremendously valuable.
Okay, so we're going to pick out some of the ones that are interesting, and you'll tell us whether those are just free and open almost any time, walk around, or those are you'll need a ticket for those. DIA is opening up their construction site for the Hotel and Transit Center. That's a hard hat tour.
Correct.
And you're going to need a ticket for that one.
That's right.
But that's pretty cool.
Yeah, that should be a terrific tour. You wear your boots, and they'll give you hard hats to tour around this new construction where the Hotel and Transit Center is being built on the south side of the main terminal. There's also a public art tour at DIA. People will be able to go, and this is not a hard hat tour, but it is an expert tour where people can experience and learn more about the public art throughout the Denver International Airport.
I think someone wants us to explain some of that art, so you'll need an expert there. You see anything, Carlos, there?
Yeah, Britt, and there's some really fascinating kind of off the beaten path stuff, like a walking tour of the famous and forgotten at the Riverside Cemetery, which goes back, who are some of the people that are buried at Riverside?
Oh, yeah, I mean, obviously, one of Denver's primary cemeteries with notable folks buried there for well over 100 years. Yeah. That should be a really interesting one.
Yeah, and it says, the same cemetery says, well-behaved women seldom make history. A few of those are buried there as well.
So, I'm sure that's right.
The Denver Crime Lab is now, can we actually get in and pretend we're watching CSI happen?
Yeah, it's you know, a really interesting building. It was new just in the last, I'm going to say, about a year and a half. And it's kind of in the Golden Triangle neighborhood near Civic Center Park, but a fascinating piece of architecture. And I believe you're going to be able to go through quite a bit of the interiors on that. So interesting from an architectural point of view and also from a point of view of what goes on in that building.
The Mayan Theater.
That's on my list.
The story of an Art Deco movie palace and how far that goes back. I don't even know when they built that place.
Yeah, really, really fascinating building. Almost got ripped down in the 80s, like a lot of other historic buildings did. You know, obviously, many of us have been into the Mayan to see a movie. This will give you a little more sense for the history of the place and how it was when it was originally built, and obviously also more about what happens backstage.
Walking tour is also a part of Doors Open Denver. Capitol Hill has a haunted walk. Cheeseman Park has just some amazing public spaces. Some of it's not a galleria, but they're like pillars and a Greek plaza there. It's really an impressive place. You just want to hang out there. People do a lot of weddings.
Yep.
At Cheeseman Park, a beautiful space. It's Doors Open Denver. You can find out about the expert tours that might be required or just go check out some of these spaces. The DNF Tower, who doesn't love to get up in the DNF Tower?
If you haven't, you know, that's always one of the more popular tours. The clockwork, the very top of that where the mechanism for the clockwork is located is really a fascinating place. I'll tell you another building that I think is really interesting and often overlooked is the Mountain States Telephone and Telegraph Headquarters building downtown on 14th Street. Really beautiful old building, but something that you just normally can't get inside very much at all. And it'll be open. This will be an expert tour also this weekend.
Interesting. Britt Probst from the Denver Architectural Foundation. They're sponsoring Doors Open Denver. It's their 10th anniversary. The website, doorsopendenver.com. Get all the details there. Britt, thanks for walking us through our city a little bit this morning.
My pleasure. Thank you.